Hello, my friends. I thought tonight I would bring you a story from the 1001 Arabian Nights, a story from the Book of Threes. And the Book of Threes is the collection of all those stories that have either three brothers or three sisters. This story has three sisters. Well, two stepsisters and their younger sister. You see, their father was married to the older girl's mother, and then she died. And then when he was an older man, he married a beautiful younger woman. And he had one more daughter, and her name was Delilah. And Delilah was just so happy. She loved her parents. They loved her. Everything was good, except that her mother and father died. And she was left to live with her two older stepsisters. Now, her two older stepsisters were not lovely, and they were not kind. And they didn't like that Delilah liked everybody, and that everybody loved her. And they didn't like that she was small and beautiful and quick and smart, and they weren't. And so they were mean to her. They put her in a dark corner, and they made her work all day. She had to clean the house, and then she had to sit in this corner and spin all these different things, wool and cotton, into thread, and so that the sisters could take the thread to the market and sell it. And she would do that every day, just sitting in this dark corner, looking at the wall. She knew all the cracks. She knew all the bugs. And she only got to go out once a day. Her sisters would give her just a few pennies, and she would go out, and with those few pennies, she would buy something to eat. And the rest of the day, her sisters would take what she had made to the market and spend all the rest of the money. Well, one day, Delilah went to the market for lunch, and instead of buying the little bun that she usually bought with her pennies, she talked to an old man with a long white beard who said that for the same few pennies, he would sell her a vase, and this little vase was magic. And Delilah laughed because she was that kind of a person. She just thought it was fun to think about magic. She didn't believe it was magic, but she thought it would be worth going without food for one day to have a vase, and that she would pick some wildflowers and put them in, and at least it would make her corner a nicer place to sit. So that's what she did. She took this sort of ugly little vase, and she filled it with flowers, and she talked to it. She talked to it after lunch because she was trying not to remember that she hadn't had anything to eat and she was hungry. So she went on spinning. And while she was spinning, she said, "Well, little vase, what is magic about you? Was I wrong to believe the old man that you had magic?" And the vase said, "Oh, no, ask for anything and I will bring it to you." So Delilah took the flowers out of the vase and she said, "Well, I'm pretty hungry. Could you send me something nice to eat?" All of a sudden, food started to flow out of the vase. Lovely dried fruit and candy and fresh fruit. And there was just cakes, everything. And it all arranged itself sort of nicely in front of her. And it was the most delicious food Delilah had ever eaten. She was so excited and so happy, but no one else ever saw because it was just Delilah and her vase. Well, this went on for a long time. Whenever her sisters were out, Delilah would ask the vase to make something for her. Sometimes something to eat, sometimes something to wear. Sometimes it was a pretty dress. Sometimes it was beautiful jewelry. Sometimes it was just, you know, a sandwich. She was hungry. And every day she was excited to see what the vase would give her. But she didn't want her sisters to find out because she knew her sisters were mean and jealous. And so before her sisters came back, Delilah would put on her plain old clothes and clean everything up or give it away. Well, one day, she just needed to do something different. You know that kind of day. So she wished for an especially beautiful outfit and especially beautiful jewels. She went out for a walk. No one recognized her because who would know Delilah when she was dressed as fine as any princess? In fact, she was dressed so beautifully that she went to the palace. People just let her in until they let her into the room where all of the princesses and ladies-in-waiting were gathered. And they looked at her and they said, "Oh, you're so beautiful. Are you the prince's new wife? We heard that they were out sending people all over the country to find a bride for the prince." And Delilah laughed and said, "No, she wasn't going to marry the prince, but she'd like to see him. She wondered if she could." And so the other women took her over, and she looked out, and there were some young men playing soccer in a courtyard. And she thought, "Oh, I know the prince is like wonderful. But, whoa, that young man in the purple, that's the one I would really love to meet." And then they told her, that young man in the purple, he was the prince. But just then, Delilah looked out past the palace walls. And she saw just the top of her stepsister's hair, because it was all piled up really high on their heads. And she knew they were almost home. She had to get home before they did, or everything would be spoiled. And so she ran out of the palace. She ran across the courtyard, and there was a big trough of water where the horses would get a drink while they were waiting for people. And she jumped right over the trough. But as she did, an anklet, that's like a bracelet but for your ankle, fell off her ankle and into the trough. But she was gone like a flash. And people just were like, "Whoa, did I see something?" But they didn't know. She made it home. She took off her fancy clothes. She put on her ordinary clothes all before her sisters came. Well, the very next morning, there was a big commotion because none of the horses would drink from the water trough. Instead, they were all backing off and making noises and being unhappy. And people went and looked. And it was because the anklet was made of diamonds, and the sunlight was hitting the diamonds and scaring the horses. The prince reached in and he picked up the anklet, and he realized it was tiny as a baby bracelet. He could only fit 3 fingers into it. And he said, "Look how tiny it is. Now you might not understand, and I might not understand. But in those days, in that place, they thought if a woman had very tiny feet, that made her very beautiful." And so even though the prince had never once seen Delilah, he'd never once seen the person wearing the anklet, he decided right away, this anklet is so beautiful. This girl must be so beautiful. But he took the anklet to his father, and his father just said, "Wow, those are really good diamonds, and that's really beautiful silver work." And the prince said, "But look how tiny it is. This is who I must marry. I must marry the girl whose ankle is so tiny that she can wear this anklet." And his father said, "Oh, don't talk to me about love. Love is your mother's department. Talk to her if you want to talk about love." So the prince went to his mother, and his mother said, "I don't know. There are so many strange ways people end up paired up. I guess the size of her ankle is as good as any. We'll send people out all over the land to find the girl whose foot will fit into this anklet. Do you think there's only one who will fit?" And her son gave her one of those, "Oh, mother," looks. Like, how could you be so silly? Of course there's only one. So girls all over the kingdom started putting soap on their feet and kind of trying to squash their feet and make them smaller. And the servants went around, and most of the time they couldn't really try the anklet on because it maybe went over somebody's like big toe. Like, this was really tiny. They came to the house where Delilah lived with her sisters. And one sister rushed forward, and the other sister rushed forward and dropped. She sat right down on Delilah's lap. And the servants looked at those four big feet, and they were like, "Isn't there anybody else? Can we see her feet?" And they said, "Oh, she never goes anywhere. It's not hers." But Delilah pulled her skirt up just enough so they could see her tiny feet. And without even trying the anklet on, the servant just looked down and said, "This is the prince's bride." Well, of course, the anklet did fit. And she did get to meet the prince, and they did start planning this fabulous wedding. And she did get the vase to make her the most beautiful wedding dress. But she couldn't hide it all from her sister anymore. And she didn't really want to hide it because she was hoping that if she shared the magic of her vase, her sisters would, you know, feel better and stop being jealous and be nice. But her sisters just didn't have nice in them. So one day when Delilah went out to show her wedding dress to some of her friends, her sisters made a plan. And they asked the magic vase for something, and the magic vase did not want to give it to them, but it didn't have a choice. So when Delilah came back, it was the night before the wedding, and they said, "Oh, let us help you fix your hair. Let's fix your hair the way you're going to want it for your wedding." And so the older sisters started to fix her hair. And then they stuck one hairpin in and another hairpin, and then just one more to hold her braid up. And those three pins went right into her skull. And in that moment, Delilah became a little bird, a crested dove. And I've put a picture in the link in the comments so you can see what that would look like and what that means. But it means she had feathers sticking straight up the top of her head. And then her sisters took that bird and threw it out the window. And then they sent a messenger to the palace to say their sister had been so afraid of marrying the prince, she'd run away forever. Well, the prince was so unhappy, and Delilah was so unhappy. She was just a little bird. What could she do? She flew to the ledge outside the window of the prince's room. And day after day, she sat on that ledge. And his mother, the queen, started sending servants out to look all over the kingdom for somebody with feet as tiny as Delilah's so that the prince could marry somebody different. But the prince just stayed in his room. And he was so sad. And the only thing that made him feel better was this little white bird that stayed outside his window. He tried to feed the little bird, but the little bird just shook her head and wouldn't eat anything. And so she got weaker and weaker. And one day, the little bird kind of fell over. And the prince reached out his hand. And he picked the bird up in one hand. And he started to stroke the bird's feathers on its head. As he did, he felt one pin, and he pulled it out, and another pin, and he pulled that out, and one more pin. And when he pulled it out, his wrist almost broke, because Delilah was a full-grown woman again. And even though she had very tiny feet, still holding a woman with one hand, that's hard on your wrist. Well, Delilah explained the whole story to the prince. It took a while. He was pretty surprised. He didn't really know what was going on for a while. Then he got super happy because they could be married because she was still in her wedding dress. And so they sent for all the people to have a wedding that very night. And her sisters, who lived on the other side of the palace walls, they heard all the commotion and the music, and they started to get worried about what had happened. Because it's true, the prince was very angry, and he sent some soldiers to get those girls. Well, the sisters heard the soldiers coming, and they looked at the vase and they said, "Quick, vase, hide us somewhere. No one will find us." And just as the soldiers walked into the room, The magic vase swallowed up both sisters. And I can tell you, those soldiers were a little nervous picking up that vase, but they picked it up with like two fingers, held it very carefully, and they walked all the way back to the palace, and they explained to the prince and Delilah what had happened. And the prince said, "Delilah, what should we do? Should we have the vase give us your sisters and we can turn them into ugly little black birds or something?" And Delilah said, "Nope. Here's what I think we should do. Take the vase and put it at the back of some cupboard where nobody will find it, because we have everything we could ever want and we are as happy as we could ever be. And if anyone ever does discover the vase in the back of the cupboard, and if they ever find out its magic, they can decide what to do with two bad-tempered girls with big feet." And that's the end of the story of the anklet. Now, we're not going to do a visualization because that was a really long story. But you could take just a moment and imagine, what would you wish for if you had a magic vase? Not like big, big things, but the kinds of things that Delilah could wish for. Things to eat or to wear, to have with them, her to play with, things that would make her own little corner a good place to be. And maybe you can draw some pictures of some of those things to help you imagine what it would be like, what delicious food you would want, what games to play, what you might want to dress up in, if you could have whatever you want right now. Play for a while, look at the activity, and I'll be back soon.